This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Your Insurance Connection. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm your host, Donald Marquez. On Your Insurance Connection, we talk about saving money on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, yes, and we talk about life insurance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, another edition on early Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30. Welcome to the show. I'm a licensed insurance broker right here in Southern Nevada, and I'm working on my license in California. So pretty soon I'll be able to offer life insurance, auto insurance in California. I'm working on that now as we speak, non-residence license. And if California works out, who knows where I may go from there. Maybe looking at Chicago, Detroit, and because we have listeners all over the United States listening to KUNV 91.5, Jazz and More. Right now, we're having our membership drive, so I encourage you for the spring membership drive to help keep programs like this on the air. KUNV 91.5, we need your donations, spring membership drive. And tell them you heard it right here at Your Insurance Connection. You know, keep it locked right here at KUNV 91.5 for Jazz and More. And listen to our talk shows. Educational programs like this one help you better improve your life. It definitely has better have improved my life as well to the better, and hopefully it improves yours. I come on the air every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8:30, so you can get a better understanding on insurance. Licensed insurance agent for the last 27 years right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and helping people better understand insurance. I love what I do. As a professional insurance agent with many years of experience, I've heard a lot of unique situations with people, especially when it comes to life insurance. They have no idea what to do when that time comes, and they have a loved one with a life insurance policy. Or here's one I get quite frequently. I know my loved one has a life insurance policy. They passed away. Can you look it up on the computer? This may or may not be a policy that I wrote. If I did not write the policy, the best way is go to their checking account and look to see if there's a withdrawal from a life insurance company on the same day. So you have to look at several statements and to see if it's consistent. So for an example, if they were Prudential Life Insurance Company and they take the premium out on the 15th of each month, then the beneficiary, only the beneficiary, can contact the life insurance company and, you know, file a claim to get a duplicate policy. So you can go ahead and put your loved one to rest, pay for those very expensive funerals by way of the life insurance policy. Now, if the life insurance policy is not enough, I've encountered this too as well. Now, you do have to make up the difference or make arrangements with the funeral home and the cemetery to bury your loved one. And, you know, a lot of you back in, you know, the people that in the 80s right now, probably in their late 70s, purchase $10,000 worth of life insurance. Today, that's not enough to take care of your final expenses. You need a lot more than $10,000 today. The average cost of a funeral is around $20,000 for a traditional funeral. That is the casket, the vault, or the container. That is, the head. You got to look at a headstone. I mean, it's a lot of cost involved. Now, keep in mind the funeral home, what they charge at the funeral home and the cemetery is two separate costs. If you are a veteran, you have benefits through the Boulder City Cemetery. At the Boulder City Cemetery, they you can call them. They can explain to you how the veterans work. If you have your DD 214 or if you lost your loved one and they are a veteran and honorably discharged, you can contact the Boulder City Cemetery. That's the only cemetery that will give you the plot, the container or the vault and the headstone. Minimal fee. I mean, very minimal. Less than $1 a day. Whatever it is worth it. Maybe it's a little bit more than that, but it's worth it. Because even with the plots today, not being a veteran, Those you can look up. You can start anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 to $9,000 to $10,000 with the vault and the headstone. That's just a cemetery cost. Who's going to pay for all of that? That's my question to you. If you're listening to this program right now with no life insurance and you've been kicking the can for many years, many months, you know, there's no sales on life insurance. Not like when you go to the store, okay, apples are on sale today and oranges will be on sale tomorrow. Life insurance doesn't work that way. It's based on your age and your health. Now, if you have underlying health conditions, diabetes, no problem. We can get your life insurance policy. If you have cancer, you're on dialysis, we can get your life insurance policy. Let me piggyback cancer a little bit. If you're stage one, stage two cancer, or even stage three with over 12 months to live, you know, we can get your policy. But if you're stage four and you have less than 12 months to live, we cannot get your policy at that time. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. Because you have less than 12 months to live. But if you're taking your medications and you've it's been a while since you started the meds till today, and you don't have any life insurance because you feel like, well, no one is going to insure me because I have a history of cancer or I currently have cancer, but I'm stage one, stage two, taking my medications, and with proper diet and nutritions, you'll be off those meds one day. There's natural herbs out there, too, you can also take. I've seen them work some miracles before with natural herbs along with the chemotherapy. So keep that in mind. Don't give up. If you have multiple sclerosis, MS, we can get you a life insurance policy. My name is Don Marquez. My contact phone number, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. My office is located on the corner of Sahara and Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center, located on the 8th floor. I work by appointment. My business hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm here for you and on sometimes Saturday. Just depends because I like to take my weekends off and holidays off. I never work on Sundays. But on a Saturday, I will come in and see you. We can make arrangements. 702-236-2624. Our offer, auto insurance, homeowners, renters, boat, motorcycle insurance, yes, and life insurance. We're talking about life insurance, final expense. What is a final expense life insurance policy? It's basically a burial policy when that time comes. And it comes for all of us. It's just a matter of when. Not a if. Stop saying if something happens to me. I hear that every day, all the time. When people call me up, they say, if something happens to me, I want to make sure that I'm covered. And I like it. I love it because you're calling me. But, you know, the realization is we need to stop saying if. When that day comes, are you prepared? Is your family prepared for this very expensive experience they're getting ready to encounter? First thing you do is go to the funeral home. Sit in front of the people at the funeral home. And, you know, the funeral homes has unique smell when you go in there. I mean, no one visits a funeral home unless they absolutely have to. And when that have to comes, it's as a result of losing a loved one. No one just stops by the funeral home and see if they have some snacks on the counter. No one does that. We go there when we have to go there. But when we have to go there, we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. And to get prepared is to make sure your loved ones and you have life insurance. When you take the policy into the funeral home, first thing they're going to do is look at your policy, make sure it's not accidental only, and your loved one has passed away of natural causes. They're going to say, okay, we need to call the life insurance company, make sure the policy is active. They will call an insurance company. Yes, Mr. Jones' policy is active. He passed away. Tell the family we're sorry for the losses. Yes, and the policy is valid and paid up. They want to make sure the policy is not lapsed and the policy is paid up. And they will file a claim at the funeral home for their portion of their death benefit. They will file if the funeral plan that you select, because you can select the plans. Now, of course, a lot of you going to the funeral home, I want the best for my dad. I want everything and find out what it costs. And you're like, wait a minute, hold up. Let me eliminate some of this. because it gets real expensive. And they're like, yeah, okay, no problem. You want the gold casket with the platinum trim? Okay, no problem. You want the tall, you want a horse and carriage? No problem. You want a tall bouquet of flowers? No problem. But when you see the bill, you're like, oh, wow, that's a problem. That's a problem because you're not prepared. I can help you get settled with a life insurance policy for your parents, for yourself, for your children. My contact number is 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. When you go to the funeral home, because you have to, the cost of burying your loved ones today is ranging anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 right here in Southern Nevada. Now, as I said earlier, if you're a veteran, that's probably about an $8,000 savings being a veteran going to the Boulder City Cemetery if you take your loved one there. Now, but if you're talking about sending your loved one out of state, putting them on a plane, those are additional fees. Let's get you a whole life policy. There's no health examination to apply, just a few health questions. Benefits are paid within 24 hours. Whole life benefits up to $40,000 in coverage. Now, that may not sound a lot, but if you do have underlying health conditions, and if you just want a burial policy, along with everything else you have, this is good to have. A burial policy, a $30,000, $40,000 burial policy, you may not need all of that to bury your loved one, but now that gives you a little extra money to take care of other things, like maybe the car payment, the car insurance, right? That comes in every month. The utility bills, the rent, the mortgage, you may have to pay that. You may even have to take time off from work and fly into town, or just take out time off from work right here in Vegas. It gets expensive. And then now after the funeral, we're talking about the repast. People want to come over. They want to eat. Nobody wants to be in a position where, okay, we need to go fund me. Who wants to be in that position? Or pawn all the jewelry and whatever they can pawn to take care of this very expensive funeral. $15,000, even if the funeral cost $15,000 today. I mean, if you go there and get a $15,000 funeral, you get what you pay for. But, that's still $15,000 you have to come up with. It is better to start chipping away at it with a life insurance policy. That builds cash value. Rates and benefits are locked in for the life of the policy. And also, we do have accidental, portion of accidental on the policy that covers car accidents. Now, if you're involved in a car accident and it's a total fatality, right? I mean, that means you died at the scene in an accident. That accidental portion will pay. And also the life insurance portion will pay. So like a double indemnity life insurance policy. Keep in mind, people qualify even if they have health issues. If you have loved ones with dementia, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease, we can get them a life insurance policy. On dialysis, cancer, stage one, stage two, preferably, or stage three, as long as you have more than 12 months to live. Now, stage four, I've seen people with stage four with over 12 months to live. Multiple sclerosis. Now, if you have MS, and I know you've been turned down for life insurance, I can get you a life insurance policy. Lupus, I can get you a life insurance policy. 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. My name is Donald Marquez. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I broadcast right here at KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 8:30, giving you valuable information on insurance. I'm a licensed insurance agent. Oh, when I got started back in 97, I tell you, it just seemed like it was yesterday. And look where we are today, 2024. Started my license in 1996, the day right before Thanksgiving. I passed the state exam. I was so excited because, first of all, I had 4 days off. Passed the licensing. I ran home. I told my wife. I was out in tears. I couldn't believe it because that was a difficult test back then. It's been a long time since I was in college. I had to really study, get very serious about passing that state exam. Back then, we had to score 80% in every category. I don't know what it is today. People call me up and that's taking the test. They want to be an insurance agent. And they say, can I ask you some questions? I was like, you know what? I don't remember any of those questions. That was a long time ago. But, you know, study the glossary. That's all I can tell you. If you're studying for the estate exam, for life insurance or auto insurance or any insurance products, if you don't understand the words, look at the glossary. I studied the glossary, and I hope that helps you, the ones that are studying. But it is a wonderful career to get into. If you're looking for a career opportunity, and it's not a part-time. No, this is not a part-time opportunity. And I've had people come to me thinking that they can do this part-time, but you can't. It's too overwhelming because you want to get to know the customers. I'm one of those. I was taught back in, when I was in Allstate. I started with Allstate in 97. And I was taught the most valuable thing about being an insurance agent is listen to your customer. Listen to your customer's need. Everybody, you know, cry about car insurance, including me, because we all pay too much for car insurance. That's our thing in Southern Nevada. It really is. Every city has this thing. That's our thing. We pay a lot for car insurance and car registration. But, you know, we need other lines of insurance other than car insurance. I know many of you listening to this program right now pay more for car insurance than you do your life insurance. Or you have car insurance and no life insurance. But life insurance is very important for a number of reasons. Number one, your family's going to need that money to take care of your final expenses. Now, a car depreciates. One of the worst things you can purchase is a car, because as soon as you pull it off the lot, you're going to lose at least 20-30%. Right from the beginning when you purchase that car and drive off the lot. I know you're all excited, and you know you got your new ride, whether it's a pre-owned car or a brand new car. I know people now don't buy really brand new cars anymore because of the price. And then the depreciation, when you pull a car off the lot and all of a sudden you lost, oh, wow, I lost $20,000? Yeah, my cousin has an electric car, right? He found out quickly that his car depreciated almost $20,000, and he brought it brand new. Wow. You know, I said to myself, that's a lot of depreciation. But a life insurance policy is a little different. It appreciates. With a cash value asset, a whole life product does build cash value. You know, that when that time of need comes around and you need to borrow some money, it is a living benefit. Well, okay, I need my transmission went out on my car, or my AC went out and I need a couple $1,000. After the policy has matured for quite some time, it'll give you what you need. It'll, if you have the cash value in your life insurance policy, you can borrow the money to get whatever you need repaired. Now, it's up to you to pay the money back or not. But keep in mind, if you don't pay the money back, it will be minus from your death benefit plus interest. My name is Donald Marquez. I hope this is news you can use. My contact number, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. My location is on the corner of Sahara Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center. I'm one block west of the I-15. Palisades is right across the street. Tall brown building with U.S. Bank on the top. I'm on the 8th floor. I work by appointment, 702-236-2624. Our membership drive for KUNV 91.5 is happening right now as you're listening to this program. Make a membership contribution. Be a member today. Listen to the program on 91.5 Jazz and Merle. Life insurance is something we all need. You know, and if you haven't had the discussion with your family members, have a discussion about your final wishes. How, what you want, because you don't want to leave your family in disarray. You know, maybe some family members want to get you cremated. Maybe you don't want a cremation. Maybe it's just you need to have a conversation with your loved ones. Hey, I want a cremation. I don't want you to spend a lot of money on, you know, I want to be laid to rest. Oh, you can spread my ashes, or I don't want a cremation. I want a full burial. And they're going to ask you, who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? Well, I have a life insurance policy. And all of a sudden you open a life insurance policy and let's say a relative is the primary beneficiary, but they're no longer living. You have to change your beneficiary. Without a contingent beneficiary, that beneficiary, you know, needs to be added on your policy. It needs to be added on your policy. Because with no beneficiary, and I've seen this happen, your policy goes into probate. Now, next of kin probably can file a claim against your policy, but it's delays everything. You know, it's stressful enough to lose a loved one Who wants to go through the financial liability of it all? Don't put your children or your spouse in this negative financial position. You want to pass on generational wealth or not pass on generational debt. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. I offer no obligations. No obligation means it doesn't cost you any money to come see me. Bring your life insurance policy in, and I'll review it to let you know where you are. Don't just think, well, you know, I got a life insurance policy, I'm good, especially on term. If you have a term life insurance policy, that policy is says good to 19 until you're 95. That's okay. Let's stop right there. And I've been doing this a long time, right? 27 years. No one pays their policy to age 95 because it expires. And once your term expires, it gets very expensive. You know, the first year, the second year, about the third year, you'll be like, oh no, I can't afford this. No. And yeah, yes, it says age 95. All term policies, the maximum you can get is 30 years on a term policy. Now, if you're 58 and older, now let's say 59 and older, you cannot get 30 years. 702-236-2624. I get very few smokers call me. I don't know what the deal is with the smokers, but very few smokers call me. Giving you an auto insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance review, it updates what you're doing. It tells you where you are with all your insurances. No obligation. Now, if you have a life insurance policy that I feel that you need to keep, I'll push it back and say, hey, you know, keep this. Or if you do have term, there is a possibility maybe we can convert that term over to universal life. A lot of moving parts. A lot of information to read on these life insurance policies. If you've never experienced receiving a death benefit because, you know, your spouse has passed away and you received a death benefit, you know, if you understand the continuation of your lifestyle. In other words, you don't have to move out your home right away, or you don't have to find another job on top of the job you already have. Or you have to suffer. Your family has to suffer because of the loss of a loved one. And if you're talking to your loved one, your spouse, your parents, and you say, hey, where's the life insurance policy? Who's the beneficiary? And if they say, I don't want to talk about it, more than likely, they don't have a policy. And why they don't want to talk about it? They should know exactly what a policy is. They should tell you who is the beneficiary. Now, you know, if you're listening to this program right now, and you have a life insurance policy, and your beneficiary, give the policy to the beneficiary. They can't do anything with it, but at least they do have it. They do have it. So my number is 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. We can offer life insurance that will fit in your budget, right? You tell me how much money you can afford a month. I'll put it in my computer, that information. It will tell me how much money, how much life insurance, based on the money you can afford each month, how much life insurance you can get. It's just that simple. You can select the due date between the 1st and the 28th of each month. A lot of you like the 15th. That's a monthly withdrawal directly out of your checking account. Now, we no longer take debit cards or credit cards because debit cards, credit cards, they get lost, stolen, or they renew. And when they renew, there's no way the life insurance company will know when your card renews. Your policy will go into lapse state. Once you get a life insurance policy, keep it. Do not let your policy lapse. And if you have young children under 17 years young, we can add the children on as a rider on your policy. You know, there are times when, I mean, you know, especially women, they come to me and say, well, you know what, I want to insure my family. I want to insure my family. Now, the husband and wife will have separate life insurance policies. In the past, when they put the wife on the policy as a rider, the husband died first, the policy dies when he dies. So we don't do that anymore. We don't have parents on the policy together. We separate the parents, and the children can be added on to the policy as long as they're 17 years young and younger, right? We can add them on, and they'll spin off on their own life insurance policy at the age of 25. My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm a licensed insurance broker, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. I have multiple life insurance companies that I work with. If you want a larger policy and $100,000 and up, we can make that happen as well. Now, keep in mind, for the $100,000 life insurance policies and above, there may be a physical. If you don't mind taking a physical, that's the policy for you. Now, you do have to qualify for all these policies, and it's simple. And it's not that difficult. I'll do all the work for you. You just sit there, relax, take it easy, put your tray in upright position, and enjoy the ride. My name is Don Marquez. I'm broadcasting right here at KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More. We do have our spring membership drive. Donate today. Keep programs like this on the air. And our music, Jazz and More. A lot of information comes through 91.5 Jazz and More. No one does it like we do it right here at 91.5 Jazz and More. I love the jazz. And I've created a collection on my phone through Pandora, listening to all the different jazz artists, because there's so many jazz artists out there. And when I'm driving my car, I do the Bluetooth. That's so nice to do that today. Bluetooth and enjoy, you know, sometimes I get a commercial every now and then, but I think I may get rid of the commercial part and enjoy the music. But I've learned a lot about jazz listening to KUNV 91.5 Jazz and More. Life insurance is not that difficult. We make it really, really, really easy at Your Insurance Connection. I also have a team member. Her name is Christine Bernard. She works with me, because if you do have a member of your family that has Alzheimer's or dementia, we can get them a power of attorney for you, so you can answer the health questions and sign the policy on behalf of your loved one. 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. We're going to do this again next week from 8 a.m. to 8:30. Get out. Take a walk. This weather is beautiful. You know, the furnace is going to turn up here pretty soon. June, July is going to get really hot. But you can go out, take a walk, take the dog out. You know, take the children out too, the wife out. Take a walk around the neighborhood. You know, get some fresh air. We'll do this again next week. 702-236-2624. Until then, just keep it crispy. Thank you for listening.